Where's the money coming from? That's all I want to know. Follow the money. Oh, they're not allowed to tell you where the money comes from, where it originates, because it implicates the goddamn president of the United States. And so we're relegated to stare at naked pictures of this idiot son, the village idiot, the cracked up son, when the real smoking gun have literally been in the hands of the FBI for years. This guy could have been indicted during the 2020 election. Plenty of intel to put this asshole away. And his dad, by the way. But hey, why split here? Why let some facts get in the good way of a fantastic global scheme? A number of checks written on Wells Fargo advisors. Folks, that's not a bank you can just walk into and open an account. That's not a regular Wells Fargo bank. We dealt with Wells Fargo Advisory Bank. That's a wealth bank at Citi. Okay. Hunter falsely wrote on a number of the checks that he made out to prostitutes, Blue Water Wellness, also the name of a rehab center he used, but it was not for rehab. It was for prostitutes. Number of checks here. A lot of big checks. $3,500, $5,000 and on for one night of bitches, so to speak. We got video showing Hunter and three women he paid that he transported from Boston to New York City, a federal crime, having sex and filming it. That's unbelievable. And these dumb bitches. I should play the crazy bitch song. These dumb bitches sent videos to Hunter from Amtrak on their trek from Boston to New York. Oh, I wonder if they rode for free on Joe's account. Yeah. Mr. Amtrak, I rode a million and a half miles on it, and my son's bitches ride for free, too. And we know that they paid for the tickets. We know that Hunter paid for the tickets. We have the receipt. I'm just being a smartass. We know that suspicious activity reports have been filed, the number of these checks. One of the alleged prostitutes, according to federal investigators, received over $274,000 at the same time she was associated with Hunter Biden. That was over a year period. Actually, less than a year. Six months. For no clear economic purpose, she received almost $300,000 for what? You know, Hunter could be the new Epstein. Hunter could be setting people up left and right on top of what he was doing. We've seen this play out before many times. He could be involved in an influence operation. And then in addition to his own problems, of course. It's 5,000 here, 2,500 here, 10,000 there. We talked about 10,000 last week. A video where he gave an escort 10 grand and he recorded it. This is what people do. They record everything for leverage. That's why you ask, why would they record it? Well, it's a leverage game. It's a blackmail game. There is no more Epstein. Why not use Hunter? Why doesn't Congress ever subpoena the Secret Service to talk about this stuff? Oh, yeah. Because they in on it too. Congress is in on it too. Got emails showing Hunter setting up the soiree for a cool $3,600. We can be in New York City. Just make sure you send us the $3,600. Plus Uber. That's some cheap bitches, I'll tell you that. Getting $3,600. He's got to pay for Uber too. How dare you? Whatever happened to customer service? And in 2019, Hunter texted his paramour, so to speak, paid paramour, asking for 8 more hours with the women. He had already shelled out $5,000 on 8 hours. He wanted an additional 8 hours for 16 total. Who's paying for this rendezvous? You and I, likely. And where was the Secret Service during all this? Nobody asked that question. What the fuck was going on here? J.P. Morgan filed a suspicious activity report along with other banks on many of the players involved here, including Hunter Biden, likely including his father as well. Where's the news media? Where's the FBI? Where's the Secret Service? You understand it's all a fucking scheme. It's all a protection racket. I try to tell you guys this. And, okay, so why is it coming out now? Let's move on, right? Because we got shit to cover. Why is it coming out now? It's another distraction. But it could serve as a wedge to remove his father from office. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Let me tell you something right now. This guy's a complete nightmare. And the financial relationship and the financial dealings between himself and his father is going to make a foursome with hookers look like a fucking scalp pick. Well, that's a bad example, really. Yikes. You don't want to compare anything sexually to the Boy Scouts. Anyway, gang, we're running out of options here for analogies and being a smartass and metaphors, etc. I apologize. So hard to keep track. Title 18, I know, prohibits, that's criminal, federal criminal. You can't take bitches across state lines. Didn't you learn that before prom night, Hunter? You have to laugh about it because nothing else is going to fucking come from it. This is what you call trafficking. This is trafficking. I'm sure the Bidens. The Bidens just think it's another weekend, a long weekend. This is trafficking. It's against the fucking law. Traveling with prostitutes. I guess most people in Congress could be charged with that too, right? These fucking whores. What is happening here? Is this where he's getting the drugs from, too? When he writes these checks, is he? These are questions you want to ask, right? Where's he getting the drugs from? Is he dealing drugs? Is this why the DEA, according to our DEA sources, they were provided with a number, also another separate laptop with Hunter's information on regarding drugs? And John Durham and his friends in Connecticut refused to prosecute before the 2020 election. Did you know that? That's not even the news we're going to break tonight, but that's breaking news to most people. That's why people say, Payne, how did you know Durham was full of shit? Because we knew about this. They were given a laptop that Hunter also lost that had all of his dealings on it when it came to illicit narcotics. The DEA got it. They gave it to the U.S. fucking attorney, John Durham, to prosecute. He wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Nobody in Connecticut would touch it. That's how we knew that Durham was full of shit. Of course, we knew that he was full of shit long before that. It was just more proof. But don't worry, a lot of people involved in that decision process of whether to prosecute. I mean, serious. Forget about fucking prostitutes across state lines. Looks like a bad weekend at Chuck E. Cheese's. Another bad example. Dealing with Hunter. Young girls. I mean, photos. It's stuff we can't even talk about on here. A number of the people involved in that process not to prosecute him right during and prior to the 2020 election have been promoted to higher paying posts in the Justice Department and the apparatus, judicial branches, etc. See what happens? People get rewarded for turning their head the other way, for being a loyal soldier in the protection racket. So all this stuff is like a fucking sideshow compared to that fucking laptop. So it's almost sophomoric to sit here and say, it's a legitimate question an investigator would ask. Where is he getting the drugs? Who's he getting the drugs from? Is he getting it from the prostitutes? Quite the opposite. I don't think Hunter was getting it from them. Of course, that's a fact. We know that. And when I said earlier that this is breaking news to you on the public set. If you are a Hotwire subscriber, this information is more than a year old. This information is probably January, February 2021. We talked about this. But again, you know, what the hell? So we look at the finances here of this lunatic, and it's just all over the map. This is a fucking candy store for a U.S. attorney, a candy store for the FBI. I mean, this is a massive case, you know, but you're not allowed to go after these guys. You have everything from human trafficking to drug trafficking to money laundering, and he's supposedly under investigation for taxes? Get the fuck out of here. Taxes. They went after Al Capone for taxes because they couldn't get him on anything else. You could get this guy on any other fucking thing you wanted to. Well, I mean, Hunter's having a hard time weighing his crack. I mean, he just has to take some leadership from folks who have been there before. Guys who really know the street. Let's go to the videotape.
Okay, thank you. We're all set. Friday, 3 o'clock, full blood work.
Okay, we'll just smoke a little bit.
A little bit.
Just enough to get into our system.
Yeah, and then we'll go to the doctor and we'll get all of our paperwork and we'll get full benefits.
And then we'll just collect for just a little while until we get settled. Mm-hmm. And then I'll take the MCATs.
And I'll move to New York. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh,
wow, you scared us. Oh, not because you're black.
What?
No. We're not racist.
No, God, no.
It's just that the neighborhood is scary.
If you were another ethnicity, it, you popped. Yeah, yeah. Really
but it's a nice neighborhood. I mean, it's an okay. It's the nature of this.
Roll your window down.
Okay.
What you need?
One, please.
One what?
One rock of
one
crack.
One crack.
A crack rock. Is that enough? Is one crack rock enough? Oh.
How much would you recommend for a first-time user?
I tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Two for the price of one.
Really?
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
How much?
$200.
Okay.
Sounds reasonable. Uh-huh. Great. Okay. Let's see. That should be about 200. Thanks for being so kind. Mm-hmm. And patient.
Pick it up down there.
Wait, where?
Which?
This one. It's gotta be that guy.
Don't say this one.
We know from previous reporting that low-level sources, Department of Homeland Security, DEA, we just spoke about, the FBI have all made inquiries about why these investigations have not, Delaware State Police, have not proceeded. Rank and file guys trying to work cases, guys and gals, and they just die. The cases just die. Those young cops many times don't understand, and young federal agents, that there is a protection racket. You can't go after these people. And so don't hold any hope out that this guy's going to jail. At least not going to jail for what he should. And we're not even talking about kickbacks. It's insane. Well, let's get to down to some basics here, man. What a fucking rock and roll out of the chute. I would be remiss if I didn't. Let's change gears. A nice note here. Coming in, the folks on pain.tv can see. Dear Mike, thanks for all the information and jokes on your podcast. This is a small token of appreciation. Sincerely, Gail, with a Smiley face. P.S. Your hard work is very much appreciated all over the world, but especially to us Americans. Our parents and grandparents worked so hard! Exclamation point. Kind of a sad face. Thank you, Gail. And what did she send me? Well, folks, sometimes we receive the coolest stuff here. It's a homemade sweatshirt, homemade hoodie, hand-sewn Elvis Presley. As you can see here, Elvis Presley on the front. On the top here, it says, also hand-sewn, German Dance Club. One of the bits we do on here to make fun of the Germans. And Pain.TV, also hand-sewn. So fantastic from Gail, and we can tell she put a lot of work into here. Extra large, Gail. I'll work on it. I'll try to fit into this. If I start hanging out with Hunter Biden, I'll fit into this thing in no time. As my wife said, extra large. That's a good reason to drop even more weight. Don't get pushy. Thank you, Gail. On the front, also Pain.TV on the front. And again, Elvis Presley, Pain.TV on the back, I think. Yeah, Pain.TV on the back. Cool, that's even cooler. And Elvis Presley on the front, man, this is fantastic. Places over here. And you know, we're working on a new studio. A second studio, so to speak, where we have some of these fantastic things that people have been nice enough to send us. And the Young Bucks, they really are coming along when it comes to security and being safe when they say, hey, there's a box here. We don't know who it's from. You open it.
You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
I'll open it. Don't worry. Nothing. Just kidding. Sort of. So thank you, Gail. We just got that in today. I know you sent it some time ago, but we are, you know, we're behind, man. Like many of you folks on many different things. You just, there's not enough hours in a day. Speaking of that, we didn't even do plugs. We're out of the gate. Like a SpaceX rocket. Oh, except we don't explode halfway through. A nice letter from Gail. We have Dustin Gold coming on board with content. I think he's going to have some really fantastic shows right out of the gate. I say as I knock things over on my desk. Looking forward to that. We have Pain.TV and the Pain.TV app. Stick your head in around there. If you haven't figured it out, Hotwire is way ahead of the curve. There's not even a curve when it comes to Hotwire. We've been so far ahead on many different things, especially kitchen table items. It's not Hunter fucking Biden I'm talking about. But the absurdity that this guy should be in jail. I looked at some of these checks. It's like a slam fucking dunk. It's a slam dunk. It's money laundering and many other things. Plus, you know what? Knowing how crackheads work, I write, if there was an investigation, I write you checks. That one broad got $274,000 in, it wasn't even 6 months. I was being too kind. It was like 4 months. $274,000 from where? That's not working fucking on the internet, banging John's on the internet. I give you $274,000 in checks, etc., whatever, credit card. You know, these people take credit cards too. And when we get together, when you come down from New York with your bitches and I wired you money, we're just getting a taste of some of the money. I send you 10 grand, you come down, guess what? You give me 5 grand back cash. And you can keep the rest on top of that 20. On top of that 3,600 you gave me. You can have another 1,500, make another $2,000. You just give me 5 grand cash back. That's called laundering. It's not hard to trace. And from what we know, what we've already talked about on Hotwire, that shit's going on all the time. That's the family business, man. Plain and simple. And where's the money coming from? It's coming from business accounts? Well, then you got tax. You're dodging taxes. That's not a legitimate expense. Last time I checked, prostitutes are not a legitimate expense. Unless you're a member of Congress and you take other members of Congress out to out to dinner. So thanks for the folks on Pain.tv. The social media portion of Pain.tv is on fucking fire today. And I was going to talk about it and cover some of that, but it's just, we got too much other stuff. And if you're on Pain.tv, you get to, what do I get? Well, we've told you a number of times, it's advertising free. No ads on the video podcast, no ads on the audio podcast. Private RSS audio feed. And you have Dustin Gold, the same thing coming your way as Dustin joins up. And he will have his own podcast as well. The Dustin Gold Standard. What a great name. Gold is the last name. That's literally golden. That's a fantastic. So he's going to trade right off his name, and we look forward to his content. I hear he's prepping a number of different things, and we're working on it. Working on a lot of different things. It's crazy here. Literally crazy. Not crazier than the news, though. Some of this stuff with Hunter, we're not going to play because it's just, he's coming like down a slide naked. Why do we need to see that? Haven't we seen enough naked Bidens for a lifetime? Again, the first family. So folks out there say, oh, what does this have to do? It has to do a lot with a lot. It just touches on so many different aspects of the show, specifically the protection racket, specifically the banking angle. I explained to you how things work many times. You got hundreds of thousands of dollars moving around. You have financial institutions like JP Morgan Chase filing suspicious activity reports on both escorts, hookers linked to Hunter Biden, as well as Hunter Biden bank accounts. And nothing is happening. The FBI is supposedly investigating. Nothing is happening. DHS has made inquiries. Nothing is happening. The IRS has made inquiries. Nothing is happening. Do you understand? So, of course, it's important to cover this stuff. I don't need naked photos of Hunter to drive what I think are the major talking points here. The things that are important. The naked stuff is just on its own. It's disturbing. And people seem to pay more attention to that stuff than financial crime. But we have financial crimes. We have legitimate crimes that have been conducted, that have happened, and an idiot, the village idiot who filmed himself doing many of these. And still, they have videos of crimes, and still nothing has happened. And you think these people are going to go to jail? I mean, it's literally fucking disturbing. Again, Durham had a massive opportunity to lock this guy up forever. Forever. Forget about human trafficking and child exploitation. We're talking about the same thing with drugs, drug trafficking. Didn't touch it. Wouldn't touch it. Could have indicted him before the election. Or right after the election, whatever, wouldn't have mattered, right? You don't work on the political time frames for indictment. Oh, I'm sorry, you're not supposed to. Yeah, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I almost forgot who I was dealing with. All right, let's take a quick change of gears here. Out of the fucking chute. Well, dust my broom. Let's dust a little broom. You want to break some news potentially? And we will use intel. You know how the FBI and these law enforcement agencies, they release. And fucking, I need some water. Hold on. Time to quit the best girl I'm loving. Now my friend can get in my room. I'm going to write a letter. Tell them on every town I know. Town I know. If I can't find her in Chicago, she's down in Texas, I know. You know the FBI and the, you know, the voice gives out on a Tuesday? The FBI and intelligence agencies issue intel memorandums, intel alerts, etc. Be on the lookout for people. Be on the lookout for events. Be on the lookout for regimes, etc. Terrorist groups, however you want to frame it. We would put this under that category. Okay? Put this information as an intel alert that this is possibly going down. And we use the word possibly loosely because by the time it gets to us and we check it out, it's likely a fact. Fauci, who's been what? Triple jab? Double boosted? At least. And a recent bout with COVID he's had. A bad reaction, according to him, to Pfizer's Paxlovid oral pills. I think it's probably a little bit more complicated than that, according to what we're hearing, that he could be very sick. And that he's receiving treatment at a top medical facility. And we reached out to said sources at top medical facility, and we find out that these guys come barreling in. It's hard to see what VIP is being treated there at a given time. Folks, staff comes in and a floor shut off or a section of a unit is shut down for VIP security and U.S. Marshals, et cetera. Same marshals that are guarding Fauci. Only certain staff are allowed in there, certain nurses, certain doctors, after they sign papers. They're not allowed to tell who they worked on. So what is going on? Why is he being treated? And what's he being treated for? It's not fucking long COVID. Not at this place. Something to think about. And we'll stay on top of it. I want to put it out there. I'm sure it'll be out in time. But the folks we're getting it from are pretty solid. So I'd say with a question mark, Fauci's being treated for a serious illness that's not related. I would say that's not part and parcel, long COVID, et cetera, blah, 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 for something else. Caused, I would imagine, by you know what. Of course, he can't tell you that. That's why they lock these places down. They go into VIP mode. They don't want people to even know this guy's in the fucking hospital. They bring him in. They bring him out. Happens all the time. Happens with Supreme Court justices, I'm told, at the same place.